You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we're going to talk about Kanye West again. Kanye Part 1 Million. And you know, if there's anyone qualified to talk about this, it's going to be your boy, all right? Today, we're going to talk about how Kanye is exposing the insidious top theory about the hip-hop industry. That's the blood sacrifice. We've talked about it many times over the years. Today we're going to get into what exactly he said. We're going to talk about all the allegations he brought up. His own mother, Michael Jordan, Bill Cosby, Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce. No one is exempt from taking shots from Kanye. You know, and I was supposed to be working on, what was the show I was working on? Don't Worry, Darling, a movie analysis, which is getting bumped. And that might be the bonus show for the month for my supporters. Because, man, the streets is talking, right? And I can hear that work calling. And that work is, of course, to talk about Kanye West. Just when I was out, Kanye pulled me back in. All right? I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know where to stand with Kanye. I go back and forth constantly. He started going in on the anti-Semitic talk, and I'm not down for that. And just like if you watch the SNL with Dave Chappelle, Dave Chappelle did a pretty good job, all right? As always, he's the legend. He's the best to ever do it. And he approached the topic in the same way that I would. We do see a lot of these common traits. But to go and take that next level stance, I don't know, man. It's dangerous. It might be right, but it could be wrong. So we're going to talk today about something a little more closer to the realm that I stick with. That is the occult symbolism, satanic blood sacrifices, rituals. It's all here today, folks. And in case you don't know what I'm talking about, let me fill you in. The Shade Room, which is a gossip blog thing, they dropped a 2-minute clip of Kanye basically confirming all these ideas. I'm going to play the clip for you now so you are caught up. Take a listen. See what you think.
They control you. They can't. They try to suppress you, but that's how they try to categorize
they
you.
They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They can control Charles Barkley. They can control LeBron James. They can control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. Not you. See, it ain't no name I won't name.
Exactly.
It's up.
Not you.
You know what I'm saying? And just for Minister Farrakhan, I love you. But the way you read that, I took that as a slight. You know what I'm saying? I don't take no disrespect from nobody. So let's get on the phone and let's talk that out. I don't care who you are. I ain't taking no slice from nobody, right? I ain't taking no slice from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mama ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah. I'm Christian too.
Michael Jordan. What about him? His daddy, right? Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize. And God loved me. You understand? They hit me. Gap, Adidas, all that away. Still, Forbes, who hate me, right? Had to write net worth $400 million. Jesus is king. God loved me.
That's more important than thinking in life.
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? And this truth is going to be heard. Y'all can't send none of y'all Meek Mills, y'all Puffies, y'all Lil Boozy, none of these names, none of these people that have to listen to y'all because they're dealing, they have legal. I never killed nobody, right? I'm the pussy that never killed nobody, right? But that means I can say whatever I want and not go to jail.
So there was a lot that was said there. We got to unpack all of it. All right, let's unpack every little bit of it. He says, look, they can't control me like they can control other celebrities, other athletes. And he he name calls, which was my main, I think Kanye's listening to me, all right? Because that was my main beef when he started going in on all this stuff on the Drink Champ show. I said, name some names, dude. You can't just say, oh, I believe that, you know, people are drinking blood. Well, who, man? You're the one connected. We're just all theorizing about it. And he says, Shaq, Charles Barkley, LeBron James, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yes, his old friends, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh my, we're going to cover each one of these. Point by point, let's go through it. Shaq. Is Shaq a controlled asset? Not Shaq. I just watched him on 60 Days In. Defending the prison guards. And then he's selling insurance. I mean, the guy's, what is he? What else is he selling? Papa John's? I don't know. This guy's hustling, man. He's hustling. But Kanye says he's a controlled asset. Well, Shaq is a Freemason. That's a fact. One time he was wearing a compass and square ring, a big monster ring, big Shaq-sized ring, you know? And this is back in 2012. On some sports ball show, and they asked him if he's a Mason, and he says, of course I am. Take a listen. I got the clip.
What is going on there?
That's a ring of my profession. You don't know nothing about that.
Okay, well, can we get a close-up on that area?
What? You don't know nothing about
what that. Is the profession?
Yeah, which profession are we talking about?
Just look at it.
Is it a legal profession?
Of course it's legal. It's a ring of my profession.
I'm trying to read it.
Okay. It's too many diamonds. Ah,
yeah, that's too bright.
That's too bright. Go ahead, anyway.
Oh, Mason, are you a Mason?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm a secret servant.
You might as well put your pinky out when you drink
of
your drink.
Of course I am.
Wow. Put your pinky out.
You're involved in the secret ceremonies?
Stop it.
Candles and the
everyone wears.
And the, anyway, the Clippers. The Clippers.
Ring, but that is impressive, Mr. O'Neill.
I don't have a chance.
Anyway, so the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Two exactly. Those he doesn't wear.
Those he doesn't wear. The Clippers.
Yeah.
As I was blinded by success.
Did you catch how the other host jokes and says he was blinded by success? This other guy knows too. The Freemasons are all connected, right? They open up these inner chambers for each other. It's a secret society. That's what they do. And as far as I know, Freemasons are supposedly not limited to one religion. So to further talk about that other point, it's not limited to one religion. And the theory goes that when you get into the upper levels, they reveal the truth is that the reason it doesn't limit itself to one religion is because they are Luciferians. They worship Lucifer. That's the theory. All right. But yeah, Shaq says that Freemasonry is a legal profession. What the hell are you talking about, dude? Is he getting paid? I don't know. I know he's getting paid. But by the Freemasons? Making pancakes? Making pancakes at the fundraiser? Is he getting paid? I don't know. Another name Kanye dropped, Charles Barkley. I don't know a lot about Charles Barkley. There's a clip I'll play for you where he said he's never going to heaven and that he's going to hell, which is kind of strange. Take a listen.
Never won or been on a really good team. When you play with better players, other players are going to get the ball. You get, like when I got, I told you, Dan Marley and Kevin Johnson, when I got those guys, it was like I had went to heaven, which I'm never going, number one.
Well, they got you, actually.
Yeah.
Because they were already there.
You but, know that for a fact.
Oh, it's going to be hot where I'm going. It's going to be hot. And you know what I'm going to do some mornings? I'm going to go over to Shaq's house. And
So Charles Barkley said that stuff, and was it in jest? Was he joking? Maybe. Maybe he was telling the truth. Other theorists claim that if you recall back in March 2020, when the thing from 2020 that will never go away happened in March, a lot of the truthers and theorists out there started talking about how they believed Q was going around arresting all these celebrities for abusing kids for their adrenochrome. You remember this? They said, and I if you look on my Twitter way back when, I was even criticizing them back then because they said, oh, their arrest. You know, what's happening is, Tom Hanks, Madonna, Oprah, Celine Dion, Charles Barkley, they're all being arrested as we speak for messing with kids because Q told us that. And even back then, I even tweeted, you can find it on there. I don't know what the quote is. I remember tweeting it and saying, okay, I'm going to hold my breath. Let's see what happens. Let me wake me up when they actually do this. Because I knew it was never going to happen, because I always knew Q was a psyop. Right? As did many people, not just me, right? I'm not saying I'm some prophet. I'm just saying they used the whole Q movement as a way of shutting down all this alternative schools of thought. And lo and behold, that's exactly what we're watching. They kicked David Icke off of everything. He's banned from countries. Alex Jones banned from everything, sued for $1 billion. Like, what did you think? Where do you think this was going to go? You know what I mean? They're not stopping. Nothing's changing. They're just using Q as a movement. They're using that to shut down all of this. And I thought, well, okay, that's one of the theories that was thrown out there about Barkley. Another one, his stepfather died when he was 11. I don't know. I don't know what Kanye's talking about with this one. There was a Charles Barkley wore a woman's dress for a Weight Watchers ad, something that Dave Chappelle had talked about infamously, about how they take strong black men and try to emasculate them. Some more psyops, right? So I'm not sure specifically what he's talking about there. LeBron James, he's always doing those hand symbols. You ever watch his pregame rituals? He does all kinds of wild stuff. He's flashing all kinds of Illuminati triangles and 666 hands. And LeBron is following the footsteps of Kobe Bryant. I did several shows at the beginning of 2020 when Kobe died about how Kobe was setting up a whole multimedia outfit to sell stories to kids about the powers of Luciferian magic. Sounds preposterous. I know. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Not Kobe. Yes, Kobe. I read the books, and I walk you through the books on those shows. In fact, I'm going to leave a note here to put a link in the show notes. If you go to illuminatiwatcher.com, you can find the show notes, all right? Because I want you to listen to those shows. Those are powerful shows. Unbelievable stuff I found in there. But anyways, LeBron's doing the same thing. Kobe was supposed to do some project with Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. Now LeBron James is doing it. Kobe had some multimedia outfit called Granity, which means magic, by the way. Now LeBron's got his own multimedia outfit. Like, they're just kind of doing the same thing. And also, so as part of LeBron's multimedia outfit, he has a thing called The Show Uninterrupted. I don't know if it's a podcast or a YouTube. I don't care. These celebrities, like, they can't stand that there's someone else's voice out there. They all have to get a podcast now. They all have to get a YouTube. It's like there's not enough time for them to get in front of microphones. They need more. Like, they're so conceited, they can't possibly let 5 seconds go without someone listening to them. And LeBron's one of them. So he's got this show called Uninterrupted. And, you know, they've got infinite funds behind them. So they've got badass studios and guests and quality microphones and sounds and crap. You know, I'm doing this low budget, man, since 2014. Low budget, baby. But this is where the real shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Fake ass LeBron James. All these fake ass celebrities. I'm tired of it, man. I'm kind of with Kanye, man. Let's call these celebrities out. See, I told you, I'm back in the good graces of Kanye. I don't know. What's this guy doing to me here? He's breaking my heart. So Kanye was on LeBron's podcast or whatever, and they ended up not airing the episode for all the reasons you already know why. So maybe that's why Kanye called LeBron out. I don't know. Maybe he's calling him out because LeBron's always doing those weird magical hand symbols. Kanye also calls out Farrakhan. And I'm not sure what that was about. Yahoo had an article about this, and they posted a stock image of Kanye from 2008 or whatever. I don't know why, but anyway, it says, he then went on to call out Minister Louis Farrakhan, who actually came to West's defense last week in a 50-minute diatribe. Quote, some of you that are persecuting him are the very ones that took away from him and from us the knowledge of self. You took our language, you took our culture, you took our history, you took our minds and inserted your mind into our minds through your system. I will stand on the truth that I was taught and stand with God. As long as I stand with God, I will be the winner, and so will Ye, and so will Kyrie, and so will all of any of us who want truth in our lives, said Farrakhan. However, West apparently did not receive the minister's words well because Kanye took them as a slight. Okay. I don't know. It didn't really sound like that to me, but whatever. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they get called out, which was a little bit of a surprise, right? Because Kanye is supposed to be buds with Jay-Z. Jay-Z put Kanye on long ago. But we all know Jay-Z and Kanye are Illuminate Confirm AF. Kanye had that whole beef. One of his big talking points was beefing with Black Lives Matter, the organization. And if you recall, Jay-Z and Beyonce were huge donors to this outfit back in 2016. I'm going to read to you from good.is. Quote, last year, rumors surfaced. This is from 2016, by the way. Last year, rumors surfaced that Beyonce and Jay-Z had been secretly providing Black Lives Matter protesters with bail money and writing checks to help grow the movement. This past weekend, as the fourth anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death approaches, their music streaming company, Tidal, announced that it was giving away $1.5 million in grant money to Black Lives Matter and other civil rights groups, including Hands Up United and Dream Defenders, the organization in association with Jay-Z's entertainment company, Roc Nation, raised the money at a sold-out charity concert in Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. But if you recall, when Kanye was on Drink Champs, he kept talking about Douce, which was, I believe, owned partially or all the way by Jay-Z, and then Jay-Z proceeded to sell his share of the company afterwards. What is that? Is he distancing himself from Kanye? Seems like it. Now Kanye seems to be calling him out. And, you know, if you want more on Jay-Z and Beyonce in particular, just peruse through my show history. I've been talking about them for so many years. I've got so much on them. Just on the occult symbolism they've been giving us, from Jay-Z's infamous sweatshirt that says, "Do what thou wilt," which is a reference to Aleister Crowley, an occult magician, to Beyonce's magical symbolism in all of her works, all of her lemonade videos, which I had that up on my YouTube, and it went viral before they shut me down. That one cleared 1 million views. But her lemonade video and Black is King, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Tied into all kinds of occultism. But he said, you know, Kanye says, "I'm not taking any slights." He's taking no shorts, no losses, baby. He says, "God's the only person I serve. And I guess everyone else is getting called out." But then he says the thing that alerted me the most. He says his mother was sacrificed. And some people would say, well, you mean sacrifice? Like it was a sacrifice for, making me have a better career? No, a blood sacrifice to the Illuminati, to the devil. That's what he's talking about. He says Michael Jordan's dad, Bill Cosby's son, Dr. Dre's son. He says a lot of people in Hollywood come up missing. He's talking about the big theory. Let's take a look at some of these examples. Michael Jordan's father, I didn't know anything about this, right? But his father died in 93. This is around, you know, peak Chicago Bulls time. He was apparently shot to death. I'm going to read you from Wiki for ease of summation here. On July 23rd, which is a curious date, right? 23 was Jordan's jersey number. On July 23rd, 1993, while returning home after spending the day playing golf, Jordan Sr. pulled over on U.S. Highway 74 just south of Lumberton, North Carolina to take a nap. Seems weird to me already, right off the gate. I mean, like, how far away were you from your house? Or was he drunk? I don't know. How dangerous is Lumberton, North Carolina? Never been there. No clue. Daniel Andre Green and Larry Martin Demery spotted the car Michael had recently purchased for him, a red Lexus SC400 with a North Carolina license plate that said UNC0023, personalized, of course, to reference Michael Jordan's college, University of North Carolina, and his number 23. Green shot Jordan to death while he slept in his car, then stole the vehicle. His body was found on August 3rd in a swamp in McCall, South Carolina. As his body was in a state of extreme decomposition, Jordan Sr. was not identified until August 13th with the help of dental records provided by the family dentist. His body had previously been cremated by the coroner due to lack of storage space, but his jaw and hands were preserved for identification. After going through Jordan Sr.'s belongings, Green and Demery realized that Jordan Sr. was the father of Michael Jordan. They had taken other items from the car, including two NBA championship rings given to Jordan Sr. by his son. Green and Demery made several calls from Jordan Sr.'s cell phone, and as a result, were immediately captured. Dumb asses, right? Of course, this was 93. They probably didn't think nothing of it, I guess. After their arrest, Demery said they had planned only to tie up their victim and that Green pulled the trigger for no reason. Both were convicted and sent to life in prison. I mean, is there anything occult related there? I mean, not at first glance, besides it being the 23rd of July. But I also wonder what Kanye knows about it. It does seem a little strange. Then we talk. He says Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby's only son was also robbed and shot on the freeway. How dangerous are the American freeways? I mean, I've never slept on the side of one. But I couldn't imagine that it is dangerous, but maybe, right? Enos William Cosby died in 97. The only son of American comedian Bill Cosby was murdered January 16th, 1997. Near the I-405 in L.A., he was shot in the head by 18-year-old Mikhail Markasev in a failed robbery attempt. Cosby was 27 years old. So there's the 27 Club, right? Let's keep reading. Cosby's death resulted in significant media coverage, public outrage, and an outpouring of support for the Cosby family. Seeking the $100,000 reward offered by the National Enquirer, an acquaintance of the shooter provided info that led to Markasev's arrest in March 97. Subsequently, Markasev was tried and convicted of first-degree murder and attempted robbery on July 7th, 98. Was sentenced to life in prison the following month. Markasev maintained his innocence until 2001 when he admitted to committing the murder and asked that appeals in his case stop. Now, again, no clue how that fits into all this. But Cosby is linked into a lot of strange Illuminati confirmed. We're talking Hugh Hefner at the Playboy Mansion. He was allegedly abusing many bunnies. Some theorists say this ties into MKUltra stuff. The Playboy bunny programming is a common thought in this realm. And various sexually abusive things. Supposedly, Cosby's tied in all this. Now, what's interesting is that people, for many, many years, were talking about how Cosby would drug and abuse women. It wasn't even a secret. People talked about it openly in the showbiz. But it was all just conspiracy theory. And some would even say that it was the blackmail they held over him to control him. And he apparently pissed them off, and that's what got him arrested. And he got hemmed up. But you can see how connected he is because he got out of prison after all that. He got out. I mean, that dude's Bill Cosby plugged in. Come on. The next name out of Kanye, Dr. Dre, who, again, one of the richest hip-hop artists of all time. Primarily because of his deal to Apple with Beats. But he's alleging that Dr. Dre had a blood sacrifice of his son. Dr. Dre's son died on August 23rd, 2008 from an overdose of heroin and morphine, according to the LA County Coroner, which we just talked about how drug overdoses are the easy out. That's when we talked about Aaron Carter. We're talking about how if there's a drug overdose, it's like case closed. No one looks at it again. His mother discovered it in his bed at around 10:30 that morning, and although she called paramedics, they were unable to revive her son. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, again, I don't know the occult Illuminati connections to this particular death, like Kanye says, but Dr. Dre has a lot of allegations. A lot of conspiracies about Dr. Dre, including how he's secretly gay. Not that there's a problem with that, but this is the 90s, right? And, you know, he's at least bi. He's got all his kids, right? The headphones, the Beats that he sold to become wealthy, they had sixes on them. The B is a six, so there's 666 on them. And we talked about the actual conspiracies behind a lot of this stuff in my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, where we talked about how the Carlyle Group had invested $500 million into Beats. And that ties us into 9/11 and all kinds of stuff, right? The point is, Kanye says Hollywood does all this stuff to monetize and traumatize. It's all about money and blood sacrifice. He then calls out various rappers, Lil Boosie, Meek Mill, Puffy. But then what's interesting is Kanye says he's never killed anyone, so he can now say whatever he wants and not worry about going to jail, implying that there's blackmail against several of these artists. Either they've witnessed someone get murdered, they've helped set up a murder, or they've done it themselves. That's what I'm implying from the comment. You know, it could be anyone, the blood sacrifice of the family member, whatever. Like anything to, allegedly, there's like gay sex tapes that they use against people. I can't imagine that would be as career-ending as it used to be in the 80s and 90s, right? You know, because Puff Daddy, he was alleged to be involved with gay stuff too. But he had a lot of occult symbolism. Old Puff Daddy. Remember the Nas Puff video, Hate Me Now? They were crucified on the cross like Christ, which was a big deal when it came out in the 90s. I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read to you from my own book about Puff here. All right. One of the artists on the Bad Boy label named Mark Curry released a book called Dancing with the Devil, How Puff Burned the Bad Boys of Hip Hop, where he lays out allegations of the dark side of the industry and connections Bad Boy had with the Crips, as well as Death Row's connections with the Bloods. He covers a lot of insider information that was going on behind the scenes, implying that money was always the bottom line. And then it goes to his book. Although I was flattered at first at how much Puff imitated me and depended upon me to teach him how to rap, other Bad Boy artists warned me that I was making a big mistake. They would tell me about what Puff did to a dude known as Sauce Money, real name Todd Gaither. Sauce Money was working with Jay-Z in the mid-1970s. In fact, he's the cat who introduced Jay-Z to the business. He was featured on Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z's first album, which may I add was also his best album. Jay-Z tried to get Sauce to sign with Rockefeller, but Sauce was leery. He was in college at the time and a bit more astute than most rappers, and something about Damian Dash's business operations troubled him. However, the constant cheerleading of the label by Jay-Z after the success of his album finally convinced Sauce that the label was cool. Shortly after he signed, his apprehensions about Dash kept haunting him, and he left Rockefeller after less than a year. When Puff heard about this, he tried to lure Sauce to Bad Boy. At the time, Faith was trying to... Talking about Faith Evans, right? Faith was trying to compose a song to commemorate Biggie's death, but was too grief-stricken to focus. At the same time, dozens of writers were composing tributes to Biggie and sending them to Bad Boy. None of them seemed to interest Puff or Faith. And he continues on to describe the manipulation and the legal shuffle game Puff played in order to avoid paying royalties to Sauce and other producers who helped build the final product. The hugely successful 7x platinum selling I'll Be Missing You, which, you know, back in my glory days, when I was, I don't know how old I was, 16, 17 years old, you'd drive around with your friends and you bump your stereo. Everyone played this song on repeat. I was so tired of hearing that damn song. It was huge. But it goes on to talk about theories that Jay-Z and Puff set up Big in a blood sacrifice to the devil. That's the theory. A far out there theory, granted. But this guy is connected and he's saying, maybe, right? He's a lot more connected than I am. Same goes with Kanye. He's a lot more connected than I am, and he's the guy saying it. And, you know, and with that, it's time for a segment I call Grifter Alley, where I will grift my book. Oh, boy. Yeah, no, seriously, my if you pick up my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, it talks about all of this stuff. You can get it on Audible. I self-narrated it, which has a 4.5-star rating, by the way, out of 248 ratings. Not bad. And Amazon's got a 4.5 stars out of 141 ratings for the book. Or you can get the signed copy at my Gumroad store. Links are in the show notes. But this book I wrote is very controversial. Surprise, Bezos still lets it up on there. It was so controversial, I got invited to SiriusXM's Shade 45 to defend the theories. And they proceeded to blast me. Callers called in, and of course they were mouth breathers. They had no idea what they were talking about. The one lady tried to tell me Aleister Crowley was never in the OTO, and I believe I defended it very well and said not only was he in it, he ran it. You know, they're just morons. They let every moron through to tell me how wrong I was about everything, and this was back in 2015, I think. And boy, would I love to hear their opinions on this now. I would love to hear those callers now because so much has changed since then. But this book is very controversial. In fact, I created a second edition of the book, which is the only one you can get now, where I talk about my experience going on that show. And this book was also featured on the news, the mainstream media, because my colleague and friend Max Spires, who we all know, he was allegedly killed. He died researching some dark stuff, some satanic stuff. And he had my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, in his possession. And the news media glommed onto this and said, oh, he was researching how to do blood sacrifice devil rituals. Because that's what the book talks about. But it does not tell you how to do it. It's not advocating for it. It's talking about the idea behind it. And no one from the media ever contacted me to ask me what the book was about. No one in the media apparently read the book. They just propagated it, which is what David Icke always says. He says, because David Icke used to work for BBC. And he said, man, we were just repeaters. We were paid to repeat the message. And lo and behold, my only experience with the mainstream media, that was it. And I saw it with my own eyes. I said, wow, they really didn't even look at the book. But yeah, this book's been very controversial. It got me featured in Complex magazine. I got interviewed by Complex magazine with Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, Prodigy, legend. It's wild, right? It's a very important book. Apparently, who would have thought? I think it's the second book I wrote. So yeah. But I'm going to tell you what we talk about in the book. But if you're into this hip-hop Illuminati conspiracy stuff, this is the book. I wrote the Bible on it, basically. Not to pat myself on the back, but I kind of did, right? I'm going to tell you what, just so you know, I'm just joking. I'm not really a grifter. I'm going to tell you what's in it so you don't even have to buy it, all right? As it relates to Kanye, because that's what I want to talk to you about. In the book, we talked about how Kanye may have been connected to the Illuminati himself. And maybe the blood sacrifice was something he was a part of, willingly or not. Witness to, maybe, who knows. And you'll recall he was also on the song and video Run This Town, which the young people might not know what that is. It's a song with Jay-Z and Rihanna. It's got a dystopian future. Rihanna, oh, by the way, is going to be performing at the Super Bowl. That'll be a big deal. I will be covering it, of course, as I do every year. And, of course, we wouldn't have Kanye without Jay-Z. Jay-Z put him on the production of Blueprint, and the rest was history. Kanye also produced the Black Album, including a track called Lucifer, which allegedly, I mean, I've heard it. I don't know. It's a little dicey, but if you play it backwards, you can hear Murder, Murder, Jesus. One idea I've talked about in the book was to explore the supposed rants that Kanye was going on way back then. He was on The Breakfast Club and Sway in the Morning, which gave us all these memes about when he told Sway he didn't have the answers. And I'm going to read you from it, and you're going to hear something in here that should ring a bell. All of the talk about destroying creative abilities is also David Icke 101, because he asserts that the Gnostic Archon race, the Illuminati, or reptilian shapeshifters, are known for their inability to be creative. They use the artist's creative abilities to push their message and propaganda into our subconscious. In that same interview, he goes into Illuminati bloodlines like the Medici family, and Charlemagne the God tells him that he's, quote, not on his square, which is a reference to Freemasonry. Perhaps he was trying to remind Kanye of who he was talking about before he took it too far. He disregards the warning and says that, quote, black people don't have the same connections as Jewish people. He was talking about this way back then. He later went on Sway's talk show and reinforced the same concepts, but not before almost getting into an altercation with Sway. The media picked up on it, and instead of looking at this message, they pushed the video of the altercation and tried to label Kanye as a crazy person. Around the same time, Kanye and Kid Cudi were performing a show in Atlanta, Georgia. That's old news, right? They're not friends anymore. And Kanye tells the crowd that artists are afraid to speak out against the system because they're afraid to lose everything. Sounds familiar, right? He then does some spoken word and says the following. I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. At least it came with a few toys, like a Happy Meal. Ironically, there's adult Happy Meals at McDonald's, aren't there, right now? I think, I don't know. And in the book, we, of course, looked at this idea of the blood sacrifice of his mother, Donda West. Which, who would have thought, 8 years later, that the words would come out of Kanye's mouth that this happened? I'm going to read you from my book, from 2014. Who would have thought? This is wild, isn't this? Isn't this like the biggest, I mean, I'm not going to say confirmation, because again, Kanye could be off his meds. He could be talking flagrant. He could be controversial. He could be looking for attention. I mean, who knows? He didn't provide any evidence, so we don't know yet. But this is what he said. Or this is what I said, excuse me, in my book. Another protege of Jay-Z is rapper-producer Kanye West. He has been alleged to be into the occult and Illuminati because of various lyrics talking about selling his soul to the devil, which would explain why he's very much flip-flopped into the Christian realm now lately, right? He's got the gospel album. He talks about Christ all the time. Like, I imagine if you sold your soul to the devil, you would be trying to double down and backing out of it. Clothing with satanic imagery on it, and his appearance on the Cleveland Show episode about the Illuminati called Menace to Secret Society. Menace to Society is a movie, a great movie from the 90s. I haven't seen that in a long time. When I was a kid, I had it on VHS. I watched that tape on repeat, man. Scarface on repeat. Back into the book here. The blood sacrifice allegations come into play when theorists say that Jay-Z convinced West to perform a sacrifice in order to take his career to the next level, like Jay-Z did supposedly. Remember Jay-Z stabbed and killed somebody and got away with it? Allegedly. Allegedly. Kanye West's mother, Donda, died November 10th, 2007, which is almost to the day that this video leaked. I think it was to the day, if I'm not mistaken. Kanye West's mother, Donda, died on November 10th, 2007 in Marina del Rey, California at 58 years old. She passed away from complications in post-operation cosmetic surgery. Theorists tied her death to Illuminati sacrifice allegations due to his other loose affiliation, but let's take a closer look. One of the arguments to support this theory is the abrupt change in artistic expression from Kanye since his mother's passing. On his 2004 debut album, The College Dropout, he covered topics like consumerism with All Falls Down and the Gospel of Christ with Jesus Walks. But most interesting is that he covered blood sacrifices as well, if you want to take that angle. Yes, we do. Kanye had a track with Jay-Z called Never Let Me Down where he says, quote, "Nothing sad as that day my girl's father passed away. So I promised Mr. Rainey I'm going to marry your daughter. And you know, I got to thank you for the way that she was brought up. And I know that you were smiling when you see the car I bought her. You sent tears from heaven when you seen my car get balled up," talking about the car accident. "But I can't complain what the accident did to my left eye. Because look what an accident did to left eye. First Aaliyah, now Romeo must die. I know I got angels watching me from the other side." Now, what in the hell are we talking about here? Did the accident open his left eye? Was he in the position to sell his soul at this point? We talked about Left Eye Lopez in this book in depth about the very occult death she had. And Aaliyah dying, part of the sacrifice theory of Aaliyah. Angels watching from the other side. Is he talking about the other side of the Kabbalistic tree of life? Just ideas, right? Back to the book. But what was most telling was that Kanye was in fact ranting about his mother as a blood sacrifice way back when he stole the mic from Taylor Swift. One thing that's for certain is that he's gained more knowledge in his first decade of affiliation with the music industry. His music got much darker, starting with his 2008 album, 808s and Heartbreak, after Donda passed away. 808s and Heartbreak was drastically different from his previous albums. The new album used auto-tune and more abstract, melancholy sounds over Kanye singing instead of rapping. A year later, in 2009, he infamously interrupted Taylor Swift during her acceptance speech at the MTV VMAs. Some claim that the Illuminati used Kanye as a tool to promote Taylor Swift because at the time the hip-hop community had no knowledge of who she was, which supports my theory that rap and pop are being merged as one in order to simplify the processing of an Illuminati agenda. The website Gawker.com obtained a recorded rant from Kanye at a New York City restaurant from that same night in 2009. Where Kanye talked about how unjust it was for Swift to win over Beyonce. In the rant, he said, quote, "Because my mother got arrested for the effing sit-ins, my mother died for this fame shit. I moved to effing Hollywood chasing this shit. My mother died because of this shit. FMTV." So all of this is actually nothing new. The supposed unraveling of Kanye recently is nothing new. In conclusion, what's going on here? Is he about to expose some really dark occult blood sacrifice rituals? Will my theory about Kim Kardashian being put in the hot in the bathtub and threatened by the Illuminati when she got robbed in Paris, and that's what made Kanye kind of go wild, go crazy, and get institutionalized? Was that all coordinated? Because, you know, he's talking about how Harley, the celebrity, says, "I'm going to institutionalize you like we did before." Was that the Illuminati sending veiled threats? Like, look, we're going to wipe out your family and then we're going to wipe your mind. Kanye may have gone full-blown conspiracy theorist at this point to just try to explain what he's witnessing. More importantly, does he have insider proof? That's what I want to know. How dangerous is this for him to say this stuff? Like, I hope he's at least got a dead man switch for him to say all this stuff. I mean, that text that he got from the personal trainer, the mind controller guy, that was scary stuff. actually got me back onto his side, where I was like, okay, let's hear the guy out, you know? Now he's basically saying all the ideas from the book I wrote 8 years ago are true. That's basically what he's saying. There's actually a longer form of the video. It's horrific sound quality. In the earlier part of the conversation, he talks about the trainer incident. But we actually covered that in the last episode, so there's nothing new there, really. But what's interesting is that he calls out Harley, the celebrity trainer, as a Canadian intelligence agent, which is what we talked about on the last show. I think it was on the monthly microdose show we did. And he says, what kind of people do you think are surrounding my kids right now? And then he talks about how his kids go to a Jewish school where they don't teach Christianity, which I don't get. Like, bro, send them to whatever school you want. What are you talking about? And he says how he was medicated and they could have swapped his meds out and, like, taken him out. So in the end, you know, Kanye is not wrong. He talks about Hollywood. He says they want to monetize and traumatize. And I will get behind that one. So shout out Kanye West. Give us the spill the tea, bro. Let's see the receipts, right? So call to action. Get my hip hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, if you want to know what all the hype is about. You want to read about all the blood sacrifices, all the connections to all these famous rap artists, and all the dark occult practices that's been featured in Complex Magazine and Sirius XM. I even talk about my experience going to the studio. I saw Jason Ellis, by the way. I saw Tyler Posey while I was there. I didn't say nothing to him, you know? Too starstruck. I'm too cool. No, I don't. I never know what to say. I'm like, what am I supposed to say to these guys? But I talk about my experience going to the studio in the appendix of the book. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Audible, where I narrated it for you. You can get a signed copy at gumroad.com/IsaacW. Thank you for checking out my show. Thank you for checking out the book. Till next time, stay woke.